Greetings, everyone. This is the first of a number of short 5-minute voice notes that we'll be sending out on a weekly basis to all our facilitators around the world. And the aim is simply to provide some help to you if you're struggling with some of the concepts. So we'll be dealing with some concepts like outcomes. We'll be talking about how to teach each of the 35 outcomes, and we'll have a slot if you want to send questions. We can do a slot just on answering questions that people have. So today we're going to focus on the first of them, and we've chosen the topic of outcomes, not surprisingly, because of course our program consists of 35 outcomes. Now, some of you live in countries where the concept of outcome is a very strange thing because your syllabus at school, your curriculum doesn't have that word. So a definition of outcome would be a statement that describes significant and essential learning that learners have achieved and can reliably demonstrate at the end of a course or program. In other words, the learning outcomes identify what the learner will know and be able to do by the end of a course or program. Now, we have 35 outcomes. So that means that at the end of the program, your students should be able to accurately and reliably demonstrate what the outcomes are asking them to do. So, it's the same as when one goes for a driver's license test. The outcome that the driver examiner has set is perhaps the student will be able to drive the car competently. And by competently, he means that he has a set of standards that he's going to measure you by when you do the test. Now, he's not interested in how you got to the point where you came for the test. Some of you will have learnt through a driving school. Some will have learnt from their father or a friend or something like that. But for the examiner, that's not the key issue. The key issue is, can the student drive the car competently? If you can, you pass. And it's exactly the same with the 35 outcomes. We are not concerned as to how you get your students to the point where they can demonstrate. What we are concerned about is, can they do it? Can they actually show reliably that they can do what the outcome requires them to do? So you can use any material you like. Some of you have existing programs, and that's wonderful. Some of you don't have materials. And so for that reason, we sent out, when you enrolled, comprehensive materials which will help you to teach the outcomes if you want to use the material. It's not compulsory by any means whatsoever. But from what we have perceived, it seems like most people are using the comprehensive notes. Now, if you do have your own program, then of course the first step would be to compare what outcomes you have already taught in your program with the 35. And if there are some missing, which there probably are, all you have to do is teach the ones that are missing so that you can make up the 35 in our program. Once you have seen that a student can successfully demonstrate what the outcomes are requiring, you simply fill out the assessment sheet, you send it to us, and then we will issue the certificate. So that's what outcomes are. In case you missed it the first time, they are statements that describe significant and essential learning that learners have achieved and can reliably demonstrate at the end of a course or program. So that's outcomes. If you have any questions, you are welcome to contact me on WhatsApp 083 554 5052 and the code is +27. Thank you.